This week we've been giving you some good advice on how to battle the growing number of bugs around our homes with our very warm winter and early spring. Joining us live is WTOP's garden editor Mike McGrath, our Friday yard warrior. Now, Mike, this morning we're focused on ticks because they carry all sorts of things we don't want. So we've heard about tick tubes, and we're wondering if they work.
They work amazingly. Ticks were the number one subject in my email box last week after we talked about a number of different insects and arachnids. People are really worried about ticks. This could be a bad year, and you're right to be worried. These little tubes are miraculous. That's what they are. They're little cardboard tubes stuffed with cotton balls that are soaked in permethrin, which is a very tick-specific insecticide. The mice take the cotton balls back to the nest to use as bedding, and then any mice that come into that nest to play cards, watch TV, take the daughter out to the dance, any ticks on those mice are wiped out by the permethrin. But you don't spray anything. You're not introducing chemicals into your environment. It doesn't even hurt the mice, but those mice are the number one vector of the so-called deer ticks that carry Lyme and Rocky Mountain spotted fever.
And you were telling us it was so effective. I mean, you can't do anything about golf courses and other big public spaces, but you can really have an impact in your own yard there doing that stuff.
If a golf course bought a big box of these tubes and spread them around, they would achieve the same 90% knockdown that a homeowner can.
Wow. Wow.
This is one of the greatest inventions of mankind. These little creatures have been trying to wipe us out. They've been using the little creatures, mice, to get around and attack us. And these tick tubes take the fight right to where the battle is going on. We just sit back and watch. And really, the only thing people who use them are going to notice is they're not pulling ticks off themselves, their pets, and their children.
Good stuff. Mike McGrath, have a great weekend. We'll talk to you next Friday. WTOP's garden editor, Mike McGrath.